Life is a battlefield. Every day you're tested by others, challenged by society, and pushed to the limit by your inner struggles. To overcome, you must have the mindset of a warrior, at peace at all times, conscious of your true power, and present in every moment. Warriors are properly prepared to perform at the highest level. This is Way of Warrior Radio, helping you fight the good fight. And now, a man well-versed in trauma and drama, he's battle-hardened, and he has your six. Here is Way of Warrior Radio's Mr. Scott V. Black.
Have you ever wondered how long this will last? Have you ever wondered what you're going to do when this ends? Have you ever wondered how you're going to be better tomorrow than today? And how better the next day than tomorrow? Well, I would like to welcome you to Way of Warrior, Fighting the Good Fight. And this will be our final broadcast on terrestrial radio. Yes, we are leaving the radio format after 8 years, and we are going to pure podcast. So please, we are not going anywhere. We just are expanding our territory, increasing our responsibility. Instead of just broadcasting out of Minneapolis, we now have a following international. And so we're going to go to podcast form so we can increase our responsibility and expand our territory. So thank you for joining us this one last time on the radio for Way of Warrior. And, you know, it's a new year coming up. 2024 is right in front of us. 2023 is right behind us. And we're kind of in that space between. Christmas is over. It's almost New Year's. But sometime after the New Year's celebration, we will start our new year. New battles, new beginnings, old battles, old storylines. And so the question we got to ask ourselves is, as we move into tomorrow, what's going to be different? That's what this time is about. And I'm joining you right now for our last broadcast on terrestrial radio because there's a lot of change in front of me as well. You know, one thing I've loved about what I do is I get to take you on my journey. This is something I've always done. I've been doing intensive leadership training for 32 years. 32 years, and I've always been the laboratory experiment. I did things on myself. I went through things. I started this whole journey because I wanted to improve myself. I didn't like the lot in life that I was given. I was poor white trash. We were so poor, we couldn't afford to pay attention. We were the only white people in the projects. We weren't just poor financially. We were poor mentally. We were poor spiritually. We were poor relationally. And I didn't choose where I was born. I didn't choose the color of my skin. I didn't choose my family. I didn't choose my family of origin and where I lived in my early years and how I was treated. All that was beyond my control. And so in the process of learning about myself, in the process of cleaning myself up, I learned a lot about people, about patterns. And so in the process of fixing myself, I learned a lot of things to help other people fix themselves. And that's been my mission since I can remember. My mission is to lighten people's burden. My mission is to help people maximize the potentials they were created with. My mission is to live my life like it matters to the glory of God. And in the process of doing intensive leadership training for 32 years, I've had a chance to impact many people's lives. And why do I say all this? Because there's nothing special about me. I was just a man driven. And everybody hearing my voice right now is a person driven. What we got to figure out is, what are you driven by? See, we all fall short of the glory of God. We must remember that when we're dealing with human creatures, we are a triune entity. There are three parts to us. We have a body, and it's a machine. There are rules for the machine. And if you got a car and it breaks down, you know how it puts a damper in your life. Well, imagine the car of your body. When it breaks down, what does it do to your life? And so we've got to take care of the vehicle. We got to follow some rules. We've got to realize that this vehicle is the one that we have that's going to get us from point A, our birth, to point B, the last breath that we take. But we're not our body. That's a carbon-based life form. It's after the flood, it was limited to about 120-year lifespan on this earth. We have a brain. We're not our brain, just like we're not our body. They're both carbon-based life forms. But the brain runs the ship. The battle's in the mind. If you're going to make any lasting change, you must follow the rules of the unconscious brain because it runs the ship. And the problem with the brain, the mind, is it is Satan's playground. As in this, I go to this church and there's a lot of older people there, and someone had said they were following me on Facebook, and one of the older guys to my right, I hear him, the Facebook's the playground of the devil. Stay out of it. Well, I've heard Christians say that about a mind, too. The mind is the playground of the devil. Stay away from it. Don't work on it. How stupid is that? The Bible tells us to beware of the wiles of the enemy. And if it's the devil's playground, your mind, you better know how that environment works. You better know his wiles, because the Bible says beware of the wiles of the devil. He's like a lion ready to pounce, ready to destroy, ready to deceive. And so you better be aware of the playground of the devil and be aware of the rules in that playground. Be aware of what the trippings are, the trappings are, and what the truth is. And so as we move forward and go through our life, we got to call them like we see them. You know, no one's perfect. We're all going to fall short. We're all going to make mistakes. But I remember a story told by Professor Hadley Cantrell. He was a social psychologist. He was explaining the different ways we approach this quote thing, what we call right and what we call wrong, because the Bible says in the last days what is called right will be called wrong, and what is wrong will be called right. And we are living in those days right now. And so you've got to be able to call them like you see them, and you got to be able to give yourself forgiveness and mercy. And so when he was going on explaining the approach that we take to what is wrong and what is right, he gives a story. He said there's three umpires, and they were discussing the problems of their occupation. One of the umpires said, well, some are balls and some are strikes, and I call them as they are. The second umpire said, well, some are balls and some are strikes, and I call them as I see them. But the third umpire piped in and said, I see them coming across, and some are balls and some are strikes, but they're nothing until I call them. You see, the third umpire was the only realistic one of the three. What is called a strike or a ball in baseball depends not on the absolute truth of each pitch, but on the decision of the umpire. In a real sense, each pitch is nothing until the umpire calls it. And that is so true to our life. Nobody responds to reality. We respond to our map of reality. See, this is one thing I've attempted to do, not just in my training, which I've been doing for 32 years, but the training gave birth to this radio show podcast. Because I want to influence more people. I want to impact more people with the truths that I teach in my class. But my classes are 12 to 20 people. I've been doing it for 32 years. And even if I did one every single weekend for a month, how many people can I reach? But on the radio, on podcasts, through the internet, through social media, through the vast expanse of the computer network all throughout the world, I now have access to every single human being out there. That's exciting. And so we got to understand that nobody responds to reality, respond to our map of reality. We got to understand the power of our thoughts. We got to understand how this machine of the body works and how the mind controls it. And when we study the mind, we realize that we have a lot more control than we realize. See, we live in a victim culture. And the problem with the victim culture is it's never anybody else's fault. It's always everybody else's fault. And the problem with that is we never have to take a look at ourselves. We never have to do a self-inventory. We never have to check ourselves. When was the last time you checked yourself? When was the last time you said you were out of line? When was the last time you chastised yourself because you didn't say the right thing in the right way? I didn't say, did someone else do it? But did you do it? Some are balls and some are strikes, but they ain't nothing until you call them. And this is really what a self-examined life comes down to. This is why the radio show, this is why the podcast, this is why we might be going off terrestrial radio, but we're going to podcast. We're not going anywhere because we need to remember, we need to remind, we need to recollect to become the people that we are called to be. And so today, on the final ever radio show broadcast of Way of Warrior, we're talking about new beginnings, bringing the old to a close and a brand new beginning. I'll be back after these messages.
Hey, listen. Are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Give me 48 hours and I will give you a new beginning. Give me 48 hours and I will give you hope. Give me 48 hours and I will give you your power back. Because between the stimulus and the response, there is a space. And in that space is your freedom. It is your power.
At Like It Matters Leadership Awakening, 48 hours will change the course of your life. Discover the very purpose of your life, along with the ability to achieve. Give Mr. Black 48 hours in the next Leadership Awakening. Sign up at likeitmatters.net/schedule.
Welcome back to Way of Warrior, Fighting the Good Fight. I am Mr. Black, and a little bit of melancholy today, because you are now tuned in to the very last terrestrial broadcast, at least for the time being, of Way of Warrior. We are going to Pure Podcast, so please, from this point on, you can go to wayofwarriorpod.com, wayofwarriorpod, P-O-D.com. There you'll find our podcast. You can also, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, just look up Way of Warrior, Fighting the Good Fight. You still get probably old episodes of Like It Matters Radio as well. But we're just moving everything out of the fee-based radio business and into podcast form where it can impact more people. And our goal is to create a top 1% podcast. We're in the top 10% already, just a couple years I've been doing this. But now we're going to focus on the podcast. So please, we're not going anywhere. We're just expanding our territory, increasing our responsibility. We're changing our environment. And in this last broadcast, a little melancholy, I just want to remind you why I even got on the radio. The radio was brought for so that what happens in my training can be maximized. See, in my 2.5-day leadership training, where you can go to wayofwarrior.training or likeitmatters.net, either one, wayofwarrior.training or likeitmatters.net, really, I've been changing people's lives for 32 years. 2.5 days, I create an environment that is so powerful. You know, yesterday I did a radio show talking about the power of environment, the programming's in the environment, and I'm living proof of that. The environment that I create in my 2.5-day classes at wayofwarrior.training, at likeitmatters.net, is mind-boggling. It changes people's lives. It shows you the power of the environment. In my training, I tell people, I'm not going to give you anything this weekend. They pay $2,500 for a seat in my class. That includes our hotel, meals, everything, $2,500. And the very end of the first night, I say, I want to thank you all for your money. Thank you for your time. But let me tell you something right now. I'm not going to give you anything this weekend except my heart, my body, and my soul. I'm going to give you everything I got. And they look at me perplexed. And I say, like, I say it this way. I said, I don't change anybody's lives. I've got tens of thousands of people that thank me for changing their lives. And I say, I don't change people's lives. I have my own life to lead. That's difficult enough. But what I do is I create an environment. I create a culture of not accepting good enough, a culture of giving it all you got. And if you make a mistake, you fall down, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you hit it again. And you keep playing big, you keep stretching, you keep failing forward. And as you fail and you get knocked down, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, hit it again, and again, and again, and again. We call that courage. And what's lacking today in this country, in our homes, in our church, is men and women of courage. Because in order to have courage, you have to have confidence. In order to have confidence, you have to have self-actualization, self-realization. You got to know who you are. You got to know why you're here. You gotta know why you get up each day, do what you do, go home at night, get up the next day and do it again and again and again and again and again and again. That's your purpose, your reason for being. It's logotherapy. And this is what I teach. This is why I want to be an encouragement. This is why I'm not going anywhere but up. We're just changing our environment. We're going from terrestrial radio, where I pay a guy in Minneapolis to do this radio show, to now doing it and put on podcasts, make it available on the internet, social media, so more people can reach it. And I'm not paying this small little group a lot of money to put my radio show out for a small amount of people. But the reason I do any of this is because my training changes lives. People can come out there on fire. Marriages are saved. People are ready to kill themselves, want to live again. People who had no passion for the work are on fire now, being the best darn employee that company ever had. And I hear it all the time, but how do I keep it going, Black? See, because I create a great environment that shows you the power of environment. And when they walk out of my training, they're on fire. They're talking different. They're walking different. They're looking different. They're standing different. People want to know what's different about you. Have you been working out? I mean, I just saw you last week, but you look so much different. Have you lost weight? Did you get a haircut? See, this is the power of the mind. This is the power of identity. This is the power of self-actualization. This is the power of taking things from your past that are holding you back and changing them. See, none of us can go back in time. I wish we could. But I'm not Michael J. Fox. I'm not wealthy, and I don't have a rich scientist as a friend. And so even though I'd like to go back and fix some things back there, because I've done some things I'm not proud of, I'm sure you have too, none of us can go backwards. But here's what we all can do. We can all treat this moment as an up until now moment. I don't care what you struggle with. I don't care what your day was like. I don't care what your week was like. I don't care what last year was like or what next year is going to be like. All of us can make a choice right here, right now, to draw a line in the sand and have a great up until now moment. See, when I realize that I no longer am accepting who I used to be, because not only are our habits dictated by our environment, but our habits and our identity are closely related. Because what happens is what we do a lot becomes our identity. And when we have an identity, we tend to do that thing. This is why I talk about logical levels. This is why I talk about science of transactional analysis, of cognitive behavioral therapy. This is an opinion. This is science. Are you willing? This is the seven assertions of Un-F Yourself by Gary Bishop. Love his book. It says the series of seven assertions. Are you willing? Do you realize you're wired to win? No matter what's going on, you got this. Do you embrace the uncertainty? Do you realize you're not your thoughts? You are what you do. Are you relentless? Never give up. Never surrender. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Hit again. Do you expect nothing and accept everything? That's a tough one. See, if you've been called a liar all your life, an act that you did when maybe you didn't tell the truth all the time, but then someone attached to your identity called you a liar, we're self-fulfilling prophecies. If you've been called a liar all your life, you know what you probably do? You probably lie, because that's what liars do. If you've been told all your life you're a mistake, you probably self-sabotage. You probably, things blow up in your face a lot. Why? Because that's what mistakes do. If you've been told that you have no value and you're not lovable, you act out in ways that validate that you're not valuable and you're not lovable, and you start believing it. And what we know today through science is energy follows thoughts. We've always said it, but now we know it. Dr. Caroline Leaf's work with EEGs and understanding that thoughts create energy is quantum mechanics. To think is to create. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, says the good book. They're lasers, photons, if you will. Remember the Star Trek Enterprise, whose 5-year mission? And they would get the photons, the laser, the photons. It was energy. Well, our thoughts create photons, energy. And they start manifesting self. Read a book now and then that doesn't have smarter vampires. Read the book Biology of Belief, a bestseller 15 years ago. And things manifest through our thoughts. In the beginning, God created. He said, let there be light. And there was light. Let the earth have. And it was. It's just interesting. Right? That's what I told you before about the three empires sitting in the bar. Right? And we all know that there are strikes and there are balls in the game of baseball. But what makes a strike a strike? And what makes a ball is a really deep question. And so these three umpires were talking in a bar about that question. And the first umpire says, I calls them as I see them. The second umpire says, well, I calls them as they are. But the third umpire actually knew what was really going on. He says, they ain't nothing until I calls them. And that's how our life is. The only meaning it has is the meaning that we give it. And it comes down to the power of our beliefs. And this is why I teach you how you're made. Dr. Alfred Adler, famous psychologist, says by the time a child is 5 years old, a majority of their map of reality is in place. In other words, the basic structure of their belief system is in place. And everything we do or do not do is driven by belief. The way we feel about what we did or didn't do is driven by belief. The way we sleep at night based on what we did or didn't do is driven by beliefs. The way you wake up in the morning and approach your day is driven by beliefs. Everything we do or do not do is driven by belief. And a majority of our beliefs have been implanted or put in place by the time we're 5 years old. And let's be honest, there's a lot of people out there that have challenging childhoods, and they're just doing anything they can to get through their childhood as unscathed as possible. And the belief systems that were created in that environment no longer serve us well as we're adults. But most people never go back and revisit their belief system, and yet it is the house of cards. It is what everything else is based upon. And this is why America's in such a mess, because people don't know who they are. They don't know what they believe, and they don't know why they're here. It's an existential crisis. And this is why Way of Warrior will continue to be on podcasts. Wherever you listen to podcasts, look up Way of Warrior, and you go to wayofwarriorpod.com. After the break, I'm going to tell you who you are matters, because there's only one of you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-246-1687. 800-246-1687.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
You've had a difference in your relationship with God, too. Tell me about that.
I was raised in a church and I kind of stepped away in my adult life. And this class kind of brought me right back to my faith. And that's a huge, huge part of my life that's just been missing. And I feel rejuvenated, if that makes sense, that, you know, knowing that God's walking right next to me every day, every night. You know, he's right here for me and everyone else for that matter. But he's here for me right now.
And you have some peace, don't you?
Oh, it's really amazing. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional.
That's okay.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling inside my heart.
Like It Matters' unique approach allows people to see, hear, and experience leadership in motion. Like It Matters Radio. Radio like it matters.
Welcome back to Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. This is Mr. Black talking for the last time live on the radio, at least for the now moment. But we are moving to podcast form, so we won't be on the radio anymore, won't be paying Salem anymore. But please, our podcast has been growing. It's a top 10 podcast already, top 10%. Our goal is to make it a top 1%. So you can go to wayofwarriorpod.com. From this point on, listen to all of our podcasts twice a week. And a lot of the podcasts now, I'm going to go to specific topics. And now that I don't have the constraints of a clock where I can only talk for 12 minutes and then I go to commercial, now I'll be able to actually do real podcasts that allow me the flexibility of taking as much time as I need to explain things. So I'm going to do a lot of leadership stuff, a lot of pieces, you know, how to three steps do this and seven steps do that. I'm going to help you with lots of different things. So it's just a different venue, but not going anywhere. I'm working to expand my territory, increase my responsibility. And, you know, I love being on the radio. I love radio. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It allows me to continue what I do in the classroom because my real passion is changing lives. And I get to do that in the classroom. I have 2.5 days intensives that rock people's world, that teach them more about themselves in 2.5 days than most people learned about themselves up until now. And so the radio show was always an extension of that. How do I help people once they've got on my class and I'm not with them creating that environment? How do they keep it going? And so the radio show became part of that, where I could give a daily dose of encouragement. My voice has a powerful anchor to anybody who's been through my training. And so continue the journey. And what is the journey? Is to help people maximize the potentials they were created with. That's been my journey since I started this, because that's what I wanted for me. I had to decide, listen, if I didn't make some change, then I was either going to be dead or dead broke. And probably in prison and maybe hurting some people. So I went through the process of fixing myself, cleaning myself up. In that process, I learned a lot about people and patterns in people. And so I realized that everything we need to live the life that we're called to lead is in us. God created us with a toolbox. Just a lot of people don't know the toolbox is there. There are so many gifts and talents that we have, but if you've never had the good ease, I call them ease, exposure and experience. See, I can capture your fingerprints and give you a 37-page printout of your brain, all based on your fingerprints, because we believe that your fingers are correlated to the neural pathways in the corresponding lobes of the brain. And so without asking a single question, I can tell you things about yourself, how God made you, how you're wired, that are mind-boggling. It's not future telling. It's actually going backwards. It's showing you the potential that God created you with. But if you haven't had a proper exposure, if you had not had a good experience, then you might have giftings in ways, talents in ways that you haven't even realized. And conversely, a lot of us had belief systems forced upon us, imprinted in us from trauma or drama in our young adult life, as children, in our family of origin. Things have happened to us that scarred us, that put some hurt, some bruises, some scars in us. And now we're a product of that past. But here's the thing. We don't have to be. We have so much at our beck and call. We have so much potential. We have so many resources available. But if you don't know you have these resources, why would you access them? And that's really what I do in my training, is I really show you the toolbox that you've always had. And then I show you how these tools work. And then I get you emotionally involved with your life and have you ask important questions. Who are you? Why are you here? What's your purpose? If today was your last day on this planet, did it matter one bit that you were given the gift of life? Why did the God of the universe come down and breathe life into that carbon-based life form and keep you here? Why are you here? What's your purpose? And then along the way, we got to clean up some pain, some hurt, because a lot of stuff has been done to us. A lot of stuff has been put on us. A lot of trauma and drama, some of it by others, some of it by ourselves. I remember the old Hindu legend. It goes something like this, that there was once a time when all human beings were little g gods. But they so abused their divinity that Brahma, the chief god, decided to take it away from them and hide it where it would never be found. Where to hide the divinity was the question. So Brahma called a council of the gods to help him decide. Said, let's bury it deep in the earth, said the gods. But Brahma answered, no. No, that will not do, because humans will dig in the earth and they'll eventually find it. Then the god said, okay, then let's sink it in the deepest ocean. But Brahma said, no, not there either, for they will learn to dive in the ocean. At some point, they will find it. Then the god said, let's take it to the top of the highest mountain and hide it there. But once again, Brahma replied, no, that will not do either, because they will eventually climb every mountain and once again take up their divinity. Then the gods gave up and said, we don't know where to hide it, because it seems that there's no place on earth or in the sea that human beings will not eventually reach. Upon that, Brahma thought about it for a long time and then said, here's what we will do. We will hide their divinity deep in the center of their own being, for humans will never think to look for it in there. All the gods agreed that this was the perfect hiding place, and the deed was done. And since that time, humans have been going up and down the earth, digging, diving, climbing, exploring, searching for something already within themselves. And see, that's what I do. I create environments. And yesterday we talked about how important the environment is. The programming's in the environment. But it's not just about the environment. It's about us as leaders. It's something I like to call Semper Gumby. We got to have a little bit of Semper Gumby in us. Above my office here in my studio where I do my radio show and podcast, I have a Gumby. It matters. Because of requisite variety. And to me, whenever I think of Semper Gumby, I think of requisite variety. So if you don't know, Semper is a Latin word meaning always, right? Semper fidelity, always faithful. We know it as Semper Fi. It's the call, the motto, right? Whatever the word is, of the Marines. So Semper is always. Gumby. The meaning of Gumby, interesting, I actually looked up the word, is a drum made by stretching a skin over a piece of hollow tree and used especially in the West Indies. So I didn't know this, but that's actually what the word Gumby means. But that wasn't the definition I was looking for, because I wasn't talking about making a drum. Nope. I was talking about a little green clay cartoon character. That Gumby. And you know what that green clay cartoon character is known for? Well, there's two things he's known for. First of all, he was flexible. Matter of fact, I saw a PSA for the Philadelphia 76ers back in the 70s with Allen Iverson, and Gumby was there. And he challenged Allen Iverson to a game, and Gumby took the ball from Iverson, Allen Iverson, and didn't even move his feet, and his hands stretched all the way and slam dunked it. Why? Because Gumby was flexible. He was the original Mr. Fantastic. He was stretchy. Gumby is known for his flexibility. But there's a second thing he's known for, and that is his mental flexibility. He was always able to pivot. He was agile. See, Gumby had both feet on the ground, but his head was in the clouds. By the way, I got this from GumbyWorld.com. This is their description. He said, Gumby had both feet on the ground, but his head is always in the clouds. His focus is on doing what is right and good. Because of his faith and following his heart, everything always works out for him in the end, whether that means a triumph or a learning lesson. In other words, Gumby's motto, Gumby's got this. That's Semper Gumby. Always flexible. Always understanding that you got this. Always knowing that Romans 8:28. For God causes all things to work for the good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. See, when you're flexible, when you're Semper Gumby, when you're always willing to be pivot, to be agile, That's when the Marines have a motto, Semper Fi, always faithful. The Way of the Warrior motto is Semper Gumby, always flexible. But it actually is a law. I play with that lightly because I like the associations. I'm Meta Man. If I was a superhero, they'd call me Metaphor Man, double M's, I can see it, right? Like a Mickey Mouse, a Minnie Mouse, a Mighty Mouse type of thing, right? Way of the Warriors, Semper Gumby, always flexible. It's called requisite variety. Let me define requisite variety for you. Sometimes called Ashby's Law of Requisite Variety, W. Ross Ashby proposed the idea in 1956 in a book titled An Introduction to Cybernetics. He expanded this concept in the paper, Requisite Variety and Its Implications for the Control of Complex Systems. The idea became one of the foundational concepts of the field of cybernetics. It is considered the first law of cybernetics. Ashby's law has come to be understood to mean, if a system is to be able to deal successfully with the diversity of challenges that its environment produces, then it needs to have a repertoire of responses which is as nuanced as the problems experienced in the environment. Simply stated, only variety can absorb variety. Did you get that? Only variety can absorb variety. In order for a system to be viable, it must be able to handle the variability of its environment. So the first law of cybernetics says the unit within the system with the most behavioral responses available to it controls the system. But here's the Way of Warrior law of requisite variety. An element in a system with the most flexibility has the most power and the most control. And we are called to be that element. Again, an element in a system with the most flexibility has the most power and the most control. This is what Way of Warrior podcast does. It allows you to be the element in a system with the most flexibility. So after the break, I'm going to wrap this up, our final radio show ever for Way of Warrior. You don't want to miss this. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. My show is about helping people become all they were created to be. Well, we all occupy a body and we don't know how it works. We are born into it. But man, that's a machine. And when you understand how that machine works, then you can work it more effectively. That's my outcome, to help people be able to make better decisions, have some hope, be inspired to be better today than they were yesterday, to live their life like it matters.
Like It Matters Radio with Scott Black.
Here's a real student testimonial from Like It Matters Leadership Awakening Training.
The way we met Scott was through an answered prayer. We had a business associate who recommended a leadership training process. Initially, you know, I had been through just a series of all kinds of leadership training and felt like I had been trained as much as I possibly could. You know, we went and went hesitantly. But the one thing, it would have to be consistent with my faith. And it was your awakening class. And that class was absolutely not only the answer to prayers, business, but personally. It gave us the tools and it gave us the foundation to be able to really formalize and verbalize our values.
Leadership Awakening is coming to a location near you. Details at likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Way of Warrior. This is our final radio broadcast. Everything after this point will go to podcast form. So you need to make sure you're going to start moving likeitmattersradio.com. That's going to become wayofwarriorpod.com, wayofwarriorpod.com. Also, wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Pods, whatever it is, please like us, download us, subscribe to us. It is Way of Warrior fighting the good fight. Please help us because we are fighting the good fight. Because as different as we all are, we're very similar. If you consider, we have something like 3 billion genetic pairs that make up all of our qualities, our characteristics. And you ready for this? 99.9% are identical. Actually, I think it's 99.89. So within 100th of 1%, 99.89. So 99.9%. So in that 0.1%, if you take that of 3 billion, that's about 3 million. So what makes all the difference is those 3 million pairs. But I want you to get this. We are unique. Nobody has our pain. Nobody has our trauma. Nobody has the exact same belief systems we do. You know, no two people have the same fingerprints. I don't know if you know that. And families, like if I have children, my kids will have similarities in their fingerprints that came from the union of me and their mom. But they will not have identical prints. Even two twins sharing the same womb will have different fingerprints. Even two twins sharing the same womb will have different DNA. You got to realize that you're special. Since the beginning of time, there has never been another person like you. Nobody has your smile, your eyes, your hands, or your hair. Nobody owns your handwriting or your voice. In all of time, there has never been anybody who laughs in exactly your way. And what makes you laugh or cry or think may have a totally different response than another. You are the only one in the whole of creation who has your particular set of abilities. There's always someone who is better at one thing or another. Every person is your superior in at least one way. But nobody in the universe can reach the quality and the combination of your talents or your feelings. Throughout all of eternity, no one will ever walk, talk, think, or do exactly like you. You are rare. In all rarity, there's enormous value. And because of your great value, the need for you to imitate everyone else is absolutely wrong. You happen to be special. And it's no accident that you are. Please realize that God made you for a special purpose. He has a job for you to do that no one else can do as well as you can. Out of the billions of applicants, only one is qualified. Only one has a unique and right combination of what it takes. And that one is you. We have to do us. Do you. It's what you were created to do. It's who you were created to be. But what happens in life, we get disappointed, we get let down. Life is an undulating line. It has peaks and valleys, has highs and lows. But a lot of us have been so disappointed, so disheveled by unmet expectations, so frustrated, that instead of processing it and learning and moving on, we just go numb. We stop dreaming. We stop having expectations. We lower the bar so we don't go high anymore. We bring it down. And then the pain. Some of you might say that the majority of your life's been pain. Years ago, I made a deal with God. I said, God, I'd love to be here for the rapture. But if I'm not, if I die before then, I just got one thing to ask you. If I'm going to die before you rapture us out of here, will you please make my death less painful than my life? And boy, some people could really resonate with that. Other people could understand what I was talking about. See, we all have different pain and traumas. We all have different pasts. We all have different fingerprints. We all have different DNA. Well, we're different. There are something like 40-some known differences. The pattern in your ear, the pattern on your tongue, your feet print are unique to you. There's a venal pattern in the back of your eye, the retina. That's unique to you. Your voice has qualities unique to you. You know, in China, they have gate technology where they can actually film a group of people without seeing your face. You have hoodies on. Groups. And based on how that person moves, their gait, they can be identified. And so no one responds to reality. We respond to our map of reality. And this is how we work. And this is why you got to understand that we have more control than we realize. We don't need to be a victim. We need to know who we are and why we're here. See, this is why it's important to continue this growth. Whether you're listening to me on the radio or podcast, get into a class at likeitmatters.net. Get into a class at wayofwarrior.training. You know, James Clear put it best. I love this quote of his. He says, building better habits isn't about littering your day with life hacks. It's not about flossing one tooth each night or taking a cold shower each morning or wearing the same outfit each day. It's not about achieving external measures of success like earning more money, losing weight, or reducing stress. Habits can help you achieve all these things. But fundamentally, they are not about having something. They're about becoming someone. That's what I've always been about, helping you become the person that you were called to be. And whether it's on podcasts or radio, whether you call it likeitmatters.net or wayofwarrior.training, whether I'm doing a class working out of my house, or I got a huge company working with Michael and Mark, and we're changing the world. Either way, I want you to become the best version of yourself. That's why I love the story. George Bernard Shaw, the famous writer, near the end of his life, he was with a group of reporters, and he was asked a question. And the question was this: hey, George, knowing what you know now, if you could live your life all over again and be anybody you wanted to be, who would you be? And he thought about it for a moment. He said, you know what? If I could live my life all over again, knowing what I know now, but this time I could pick to be whoever I wanted to be. Well, if I could do that, I would live my life all over again as the George Bernard Shaw I could have been. What a profound statement. The first time I heard that, I got it. What he was talking about was living to his full potential without the fear, without the pain, without the limiting belief systems, without carrying our confusion and pain and trauma from our past into other people's future, to be the George Bernard Shaw we could have been. That's what this is about. You know what I want? I want to help as many people as possible before I hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." What do I want? I want whoever God puts in front of me, their life to be better, their burden to be lighter, their hope to be fuller. That's what I want. And I'll continue to do that at wayofwarrior.training. I'll continue to do that at wayofwarrior.blog. I'll continue to do that at wayofwarriorpod.com. I'll continue to do it at likeitmatters.net. It's all about change. The only constant thing in life is change. And consider there are three levels at which you can change. You can imagine them like layers of an onion. The first layer is changing your outcomes. This level is concerned with changing results. I can help you change your results. We can lose weight together, publish a book, winning a championship. Most of the goals you set are associated with this level of change. The second layer is changing your process. This level is concerned with changing your habits and systems, implementing a new routine at the gym, decluttering your desk, developing a meditation practice, all of that. Again, I can help you with that. The third and deepest layer is changing your identity. This level is concerned with changing your beliefs, your worldview, your self-image, your judgments about yourself and about others. Most of these beliefs, assumptions, and biases you hold are associated with this level. Outcomes are about what you get. Processes are about what you do. Identity is about what you believe. When it comes to building habits, that last. When it comes to building a system of 1% improvements, that's what I do here. And so thank you for this journey. I've enjoyed the 7 years on the radio. It's got me ready for the next 20 years on podcast. And so go to wayofwarriorpod.com so you can hear these life-altering messages twice a week. Go to wayofwarrior.training and get in class. Let me help you become the George Bernard Shaw you could have been. And if you want some spiritual food, go to wayofwarrior.blog. I'm Mr. Black reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it is the way of the warrior.
You have been listening to Mr. Black, Master Trainer for Like It Matters. Please find us on Facebook by searching LIM Radio. Make sure to follow us, like our posts, and share with others. Also, search YouTube for Like It Matters. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And for more information on how we can help you live life like it matters, go to likeitmatters.net, where you can find more information on our transformational training, our life coaching, counseling, our radio show, and other ways we help you continue the journey of living life like it matters.